Hello, good people, and welcome to what is actually a really, really special episode of the Brunswick Beer Collective. Look, I'll get to the special part in a second. As per usual, I'm Chris Shorten, with me is Jeffrey Chi.
Good afternoon.
And Paul Christoph.
Good afternoon indeed. Beautiful afternoon.
Yeah, it's amazing. Lovely Sunday afternoon where we are.
And so we are right now, we're in a Victorian town called Gisborne.
Gisborne.
I almost said Gibbon. Right, as in like Billy Gibbons from ZZ Top.
I thought you meant like the
monkeys.
Oh, yeah. Equally cool.
They're really violent ones, aren't they?
Possibly. I mean, yeah. Look, I'm sure they're not all violent. It's just...
unfairly maligned.
Exactly.
So the poor Gibbons. That's right. Spoil it for the many.
Yeah. So, we are out in Gisborne, and we're in God, I'm going
to...
Use your words, Chris. Use your words.
We're in Gisborne.
No, it's okay. He's not editing it.
That's true.
Good point. We're in Gisborne because we're at 7 Cent Brewery.
We are.
And we are at 7 Cent Brewery, and this is kind of cool because you might have seen our Instagram during the week. We're actually making a beer.
Yes.
Yeah, so yeah, the photo was of Chris and... Was it you? I think you were stirring, or was you stirring, Paul?
One of us.
Yeah.
He was stirring. Doug was supervising us stirring, making sure that we were stirring accurately, appropriately, and it was stirring the mash.
It was very much one of those, how many podcasters does it take to make a beer? As it turns out, 3.
At least.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, there was a lot of sort of standing around, and we're still making it. I mean, we're sort of running back and forth between here, and we're sort of in the middle of the paddock now.
Literally, we're in the middle of the paddock.
Yeah.
Because that was the place that we needed to get away from our own cooking devices.
So, yeah, we've got a gas burner bringing some water up to 80 degrees at the moment.
So, we've got the mash is there sort of just extracting sugars and doing... we'll get someone who actually knows what they're talking about to come and talk about the brewing process a little bit later.
Right. We have, obviously, Doug and Bowser here. I was going to call him by his real name, but that's not his real name. His real name is Bowser. I'd like to think he's christened that way.
If only it was spelt Bowser, as in Mario Bowser, that would be the only way it would be better.
Sounds like a missed opportunity, really.
It does.
Deadpool can fix that.
Correct.
and of course, our regular listeners, or at least anyone who knows anything, might know that 7 Cent Brewery are the people who made the mystical Lexington. Like the two Lexingtons. And so we spoke with Bowser for the first Lexington because essentially he happened to be in the bar next to us. And so Jeff sort of dragged him kicking and screaming into talking the podcast. I can't remember what episode that
is. I think it was our first...
season one or something.
Non-friend guest.
Yeah,
he was our first guest. That's right. Yeah.
Which, you know, that was really exciting, really. And so now, basically, we started out with this whole... We had this idea that we should actually do a collaboration beer. And I think it took us ages to get all the pieces together to actually make it happen. And
mostly just us being lazy.
Yeah, yeah.
In fact, almost entirely, I think.
If there's one thing we do well, it's, being lazy, really. So it's actually happening. Now, we're not going to reveal what it actually is. Not yet, at least.
Not yet.
Yeah, well, not until we've actually
keep the mystery.
made it and tasted and confirmed that it works.
Yeah, that's right. That's
right. Fit for public consumption.
Correct. If it's only fit for our consumption, you will never know what it is.
But if it does, if we do pull it off, it's going to be very tasty and something that we all think is...
A bit different.
A bit different than what you might have seen elsewhere.
So essentially, what just cocked us up? So we are out here, and this is kind of... It's kind of cool. I mean, we'll talk to people who actually know what they're talking about soon, but... It's kind of cool in that, we talk about beer a lot, and we openly admit that we don't really know what we're talking about a lot of the time. We're idiots who rely on Google and things like that to tell us the answers.
We do know more than when we started doing this a year and a half ago, though.
That's true, yeah.
Yeah, we're using Google less now than we used to. Mm. We probably should use it as much as we used to, mind you.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
You know, that's just overconfidence and hubris.
One of our listeners did correct an error.
Yes.
On our last podcast.
That's right.
Thank you for that. You can buy the Hawker's Imperial Stout at places. Where was it?
Park Hill Cellars in North Melbourne, apparently. Yeah. You can still get it.
And the 2016 KBS.
And the KBS, that's right.
That both.
Look at us using acronyms. Amazing.
Yeah.
I mean...
If you don't know what KBS stands for, you don't deserve to be drinking it.
18 months ago, we would not have even understood the acronyms we were using. Now look at us.
Well, you wouldn't have. I think we would have.
Yeah,
good point. I still probably don't understand them enough. Look, I'm more here to press the on button on the recording devices.
Yep. And the delete button when we say inappropriate things.
Exactly, which thankfully doesn't happen
that's
as much
like
as...
Gibbs a lot.
Yeah, endless amounts of Gibbs. So, before we get into, you know, the majesty that is the Seven Cent, let's talk a little bit about what else we have been up to. So we were at a Heineken thing a few days ago.
Yes.
That was crazy.
That was fun. It was insane.
Yeah.
So we took a train and then we wound up. It
wasn't just any train though. Like the train was.
It was a booze train, really.
We received an invite in the post and it was those old. You know those like plastic thingies?
I wish I could remember what these were called.
They were called like Magic Vision or something, weren't they? And like you'd put them up to your eyes and they had the circle like projector thingies in them, like the slides. And you'd kind of flick the switch on the side, you'd pull it down and you'd see different images. And it's like, oh, you know, Heineken invites you to the city
such and such of. Yeah, and then.
Be at Southern Cross Station for a train that will be departing at 8:05. That's it. That's all we need.
Yeah. And of course, I think it was 7:55, but that's beside the point. So we got onto like this chartered train, which was essentially.
It's called a Viewmaster.
Viewmaster.
Yeah. You know what I searched to find that? I searched Circle Slide Image Viewer, and it was the first image that came up. Thank you, Google. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Google. So,
it was a party train?
Yeah, it was a party train, which I never thought I'd get that actually say.
It's like that Quad City DJ song.
I don't know the Quad City. I know the Venga bus. Train. But that was definitely a bus.
Yeah, they liked to party. Yeah.
They did like to party.
So we ended up at this warehouse and, you know, it had like everything from drummers looking confused on the top of a roof somewhere and
street food.
Yeah.
Asian street food being cooked.
DDR machine, a Street Fighter machine, and there were Brazilian dancers. And
yeah,
there was a
backflips and like capoeira stuff.
And then there were people like doing like cabaret burlesque style things, doing handstands.
There was like New York zone. Asia zone. There was a Rio zone.
Mm-hmm. But I guess the ultimate thing of all this was that there was a lot of Heineken beer.
A lot of Heineken.
Like, a lot.
Yeah, like, to the point...
Unlimited Heineken beer.
To the point where I really don't want to look at Heineken again for a really long time.
And we kind of... You know, I mean, as far as the European kind of lagers go, it's actually fine.
Mm.
Like, I think we had this conversation before. Yeah. Like, it's fine.
We know what we think of craft beer and mainstream beer. And our listeners know when it's...
Definitely know. Yeah.
Definitely fine... mainstream beer.
Yeah, if you have a cold, it's fine.
I was trying to pretend it's a craft beer.
Well, and
if you have a cold, I think that's the key. I think.
Yeah, that was our big learning curve, wasn't it?
Isn't it? You got to drink. It's the old because now you see, okay, cold beer served here. You're like, but you don't necessarily want to be a cold. You want it at the correct temperature. But with a sort of mainstream Euro lager, you want it cold.
And I think any pub that has the sign cold beer served here outside, the beer they're serving probably should be served cold, actually. Yeah. Like, it's usually... Like you said when we walked past, correct temperature beer served here.
So...
Yeah, regardless of what you think of mainstream Euro lagers or Heineken or anything like that, they know how to put on a damn good event.
Yeah, that was... It was so much fun. So much fun.
I mean, when I think about... Well, I guess when I want that sort of thing, I'll still end up choosing it when I have the choice between it and whatever other airport thing I've got to drink. It will still be, you know, when I can't get craft beer, I'll choose something else. We've talked about, you know, we've talked about the Heineken thing, and it couldn't be in more of a contrast to what, you know, what we're actually doing now.
Or what we got up to yesterday.
Yesterday, it was a winter sprinter.
That we decided to do one of our endless athlons, which was a journey pretty much through the Brunswick, I suppose.
And there were several zones to this as well, right? So there was the kind of old school pub zone. So we started at the Edinburgh Castle up on Sydney Road. Then we went down to sort of, you know, the hipster kind of, you know, garage bar, Howler. Yep.
It's such a strange place, Howler.
It's a great space. Yeah.
But you never really know whether, like, I've been there some days. Like, we were there yesterday, and it felt like we sort of, it was like Brunswick hipsters that dominated it. But then other days I've been there where it feels like a Southside bar, where it feels like, you know, very, very polished lobsters are dominating it instead.
That's sure. What I like about it. There's no, you know, it's really good drinks. It's great music if you go there for the gigs. It's a cool space. It's sort of one of those places. Ostensibly, you know, people say, oh, it's a very, you know, hipster, you know, 2015 kind of, 2016 kind of space. But it's actually, it's quite a, like, it's there's no attitude. The staff are always just really friendly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's always a good mix of people. I've seen, you know, crowds of older people. I've seen families there. It's always a good mix. It's just a really great space, yeah.
And, of course, the interesting part about that was that they had the, what was it, the two birds had brought out a...
Oatmeal stout.
Yeah. Oatmeal stout, yeah.
It was which, really nice,
how did
actually.
We not know about that?
They also sell jugs, which I didn't realise.
Nice. Yeah.
Mm, that's true. We made use of that.
Just, well, I mean, this was the day when we actually ordered like quite a few jugs of beer because we had a group of us, and
there was enough to justify.
There was enough to justify because normally we go up, it's like everyone wants something different. It's like, oh, okay, so I'll come back with But yeah, this time everyone was just quite happy just to drink the same beer that everyone else is drinking. It was
which either says a lot for everyone's standards are higher or just the people we hang out with.
Yeah, I don't know which.
Yeah. No. A little bit from column A, a little bit from column B.
Quite probably.
Let's not go there.
Yeah, yeah. But then, of course, then we went across and...
Mr. Wilkinson,
so which...
straight up cocktail bar.
Yeah, but they did have, of all things, like, they had the Quiet Deeds Lamington Ale.
Yeah, they've always got
in
a few
bottle.
Nice beers in bottles.
Yeah.
And that was...
Steam Ale and Budvar on tap. Mm-hmm.
But I think the interesting part was, it was sort of like, you glanced across and you saw... Hang on, is that the Lamington Ale? Well, you didn't see any other beers there the moment you saw that. And I say that because I did that, but you guys didn't.
Well, no, we found that... Well, I sort of just saw a bottle of something that I hadn't seen before. It was a sort of an Amaro, but it was a lot sweeter, less bitter than a usual Amaro. And
yeah, that was very nice, actually.
Six of us ended up getting that.
Yeah.
In round two, it was nice, yeah.
That, and then, of course, we went down to the winery with the
Noisy
brand
Ritual.
New...
Noisy Ritual, always good.
The brand really new cool. Winery in the city.
That's right. And then,
which also surprisingly has a few good craft beer bottles.
Yeah, always do. Yeah.
So, this thing, it's an inner city winery, but if you hate wine and love beer, it's still a very cool spot. You can go in there, bring in some food from outside, get a communal table with some mates, have a few beers. It's something for everyone.
It's kind of a cool up-and-coming sort of thing, and it's something that you haven't seen in Melbourne before.
Yeah.
But, and then, of course...
The Ale House.
Fourth birthday.
Our ancestral home, the Ale House. And of course, the interesting part was, and I don't know how, whether we timed it intentionally like this, but we did end up getting there for the, when the pots, pints were the price of pots, and that particular one was a 7 cent.
Yeah, the Whopping Wharf, the ESB, which was, it was
coincidence.
It's very tasty. It's very good.
It was an awesome coincidence, really.
Yeah.
But, and so we went up there.
Years after that.
Edie's had the Dainton Red, which I didn't even know existed.
They've had that for a few weeks now, actually.
But, so Dainton, I know they've just opened their new, like, they've just opened an actual pub.
Yeah.
Out wherever that is.
North, isn't it?
I think it's north somewhere.
Everything's north, right? I know that...
It doesn't really matter if things
down. No. But I know they just opened, like, the actual pub, and then, of course...
North of Melbourne, what? You say what?
Well, which we are now. And then, of course, strangely, then we're at Little Oscars. And Little Oscars had the Nail Red.
Yes.
Which is like a staple
for
them.
It's one of their, regular beers.
Yeah, do you reckon they've got, that they, like, know the Nail guys pretty well? Because they always seem to, they did a Nail beer launch there.
So,
they've always had Nail on since the day they opened.
Yeah,
Nail,
so
in fact, promoted them.
Yeah, last time I was there a few months ago, a few of the Nail people were actually there.
Yep, cool.
Okay. I mean, I think Nail are from Western Australia.
WA. Bassendean, I think.
That they're a really interesting brewing. That it seems like they're trying to, like, slowly muscle their way into...
Victoria.
Yeah. I mean, like, what, talking about people muscling their way in, one final thing, I suppose...
Well, last night was the night of a lot of Western Australians muscling their way into Victoria.
Yeah. Oh, God, I hadn't even thought about that. No, there's... I think Melbourne has... like this food truck thing going on. Well, I know, what a surprise, there's food trucks in Melbourne, but it's for the Colonial Brewing Company, which apparently a Western Australian, and so they've just opened up their Melbourne side, which is, I don't know anything about them other than the fact that I kept seeing things roll by in my Facebook feed.
They've been on tap here for, you better get the beers here for a while. At what's that place near like Domain and Domain Interchange. It starts with E. There's a pub.
Esplanade? No.
Endeavour or something?
No,
I got nothing.
Anyway, they've always had...
Yeah, you're just saying random things now.
The old barracks, that kind of corner.
Yeah, I know the corner you're talking about.
There's a pub there.
I just got a complete blank on that area.
So
very helpful.
And of course, the last thing we should
cool mention. Story, guys. Well done. Well done. That's a wrap.
Yep. Yep. I'm proud of you all. So the last thing we should mention is the other thing that Stomping Ground has just officially opened properly in Collingwood.
Yeah, just down the road from the Bonton.
So that's some kind of POTS event on as well yesterday. Mm. But I think it was actually like literal POTS. Like
I think it was plants and stuff. Yeah, something like that.
Yelp event. You could bring in your plants and trade them while drinking beer or something.
Look, it's an extreme, I guess.
Yeah. That. Certainly something different, a bit interesting. But exactly. Yeah, we need to all... You've obviously been there.
I've been there by accident.
Jeff and I need to get ourselves there.
We do.
I think all of you do as well. From what we've heard, it's quite good.
So, all right. So I think that pretty much covers all the cool things we have right this second. So let's move on.
Water's got itself up to 80 degrees now, and maybe get Doug and Bowser over to.
I think that's a good idea. And we're back, but we're sort of back in a different way. So, Wilk...
We're back in two ways.
Exactly. So
not in black, though.
No, we better not be back in black. We'll come back to, actually, you know, the beer and 7 cents and everything in the next part of this episode. But in the meantime, we're going to have some beers. So, we're at CityLand headquarters, and we have... Well, I can see the box for it. I can see several bottles around me. What are we drinking?
Paul, do you want to explain this one, seeing as you brought it back?
So, yes, I was in Beechworth on Sunday last week.
We did talk about...
That journey. Glen and the Bordathon.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, in the Beechworth portion, I went over to Bridge Road Brewers, which, you know, we love their beers. Ben's doing some good stuff there. And, had a few beers, obviously, at the brewery, but went to their wonderful... selection of bottles that they have there near the entrance, and there's always a few things there that, you know, I'm sure have been available at various venues around Melbourne.
Yep.
But certainly things always that I haven't seen. So bought a few interesting ones, and amongst those was this Beer School Hop Pack, which does contain a few beers that I've had before, but also contains a couple that I haven't had before. And basically it's 4 IPAs. Done exactly the same, apart from the hops. So each one uses a different Victorian-grown hop.
Yeah, but otherwise, same ABV, everything else same, is exactly malt, the same malt recipe, everything else the same.
So it's kind of like the...
The McKellar IPA's Dead Series.
It's not what I was going to say, but it is similar to that.
Or was it Brewdog? Was it the Brewdog?
It's Brewdog.
It's Brewdog. Yeah. I think McKellar have done something similar, but it was Brewdog's is the IPA's
Dead. I'd
definitely mix that up.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think McKellar's done something similar as well.
It's very much like the music industry. You know, everyone has ripped off everyone for something or other.
That's right. And that'll surely be, you know, a theme for the trivia music round one of these weeks.
Exactly. So, all right. So what is this first one?
All right, so there are 4 in the series. The first one we're having, and we're drinking them in the recommended tasting order because, you know...
Yeah, the box tells us what we should drink them, so...
They came out of the box in an order. The order, it's very convenient.
What the box says, you do.
Yeah, from the box factory.
So we're having the summer hop.
On this cold winter's evening.
On this cold winter evening.
Because we like to live contradictorily.
I don't feel very summery right now with my windproof beanie on and my scarf and my polar fleece. The mildest in the series, Summer is a subtle Australian hop variety. This hop has a lower alpha acid percentage when compared with the other Australian hops, Galaxy, Ella and Vic Secret. To compensate for this, we have increased the hopping regime of this beer. The result is a lush IPA with a melon and stone fruit characters and mild bitterness. The perfect introductory IPA. And on the back of the box, it's very educational, this box, actually.
That's why it's called Beer School.
So there's a flavor spectrum chart for hops, and they list a lot of the different hops on it, like Cascade and Topaz and stuff like that. But basically, there's 2 axes. I love a chart with axes. I love being able to put things on a spectrum.
It's true. That's long been said about you, Jeff.
So on the x-axis, we go from resin to spice. I'd be interested. Well, there is a very resiny hop in the mix, so we'll find that out later. And then on the y-axis, it goes from fruit to floral. So Ella is very much on the florally end and sort of halfway up the spice end of the spectrum, according to this chart, basically. Sorry, not Ella, but we're drinking Summer. So that was a pointless thing to say. Summer is very close to the middle, yeah. actually. Like,
I'm starting to think you didn't believe that we're drinking Summer.
No, that's right. This is surely winter right now. But
so
anyway.
let's go back to the beer. So I want to ask what other people were saying, but firstly, I guess I just, you know, it's the easiest thing to like flag on this is quite simply, it's the simplest, most entry-level IPA, yeah. I think, ever.
Yeah, I mean, this is much less hoppy than, say, a beer that I quite like. So, say, the Pirate Life Pale Ale.
Yeah.
I think that's now my benchmark American-style pale ale. That's much punchier than this, like, flavour profile and hop profile-wise.
But this isn't very hoppy.
Yeah, this is very
it's
hoppy.
Not meant to be.
Yeah. It's not meant to be. Like, that's what the box says. It's the perfect introductory IPA.
It's just a leisurely wander, really.
Yeah. I mean, it's very pleasant.
Yeah, well, we've got Dahlia M at Bridge Road Brewers, who's, clearly wrong. Nice IPA, lots of hops.
Well, I'm sure it does have hops, but... hops. You know.
Technically right, I don't... Maybe it's an introduction to hops for him.
Yeah, Darig M...
3.5 he gave it, by the way.
Darig M, clean, fresh, strong malt flavour and a nice bit of finish. Tasting the four single hop series, so doing the same thing that we're doing. 4.5 he gave it.
Wow.
Really liked it.
Yeah.
We've got... Darcy N at Knox City Centre. Nice. Just hops all the way through. 4 stars.
See, I mean, that makes it sound like it's a rabbit.
Dan S. Good beer all round. Great if you like a bit of bitterness to your beer. 3.5. I think that's a reasonably good summary of this beer, actually.
Dylan T. Location, well, it looks like his house by the photo. Bitterness is mild. Smells great. Great. Getting more malt than anything flavour-wise. Some fruitiness and earthiness. Don't know about that. It's not a particularly malty, earthy beer.
It's not a bitter beer.
I taste a bit
of the maltiness, but...
Yeah, I think I get malt on the front and then bitterness...
Hanging
at the back.
It seems we all taste a bit of different...
Yeah.
Everyone's tasting something a bit different from this. Everyone likes it, though.
So, all right, what do we think about this?
Yeah, I like it. It's not an overly hoppy beer, but it's very tasty, floral... Yeah, 3.75, very sessionable. Yeah, good intro beer to someone who doesn't really know IPAs, is looking to move from lager into something a bit more flavoursome.
Yeah, I give this a 3.5. I think you know, I think I'd happily come back to it, but I also wouldn't go seeking it out if there were other options
available. I was about to say 3.75, but I do think it's a 3.5. It's a Christoph. Nice. It's great. It's genuinely great. It's just sort of, it is an entry level IPA, and I feel like I tend to drink things that aren't entry level anymore.
So that's the thing. How do you?
You've changed,
just
man.
The, that's the thing. How do you judge?
Well, you can only
as
judge
something
it
that
as
we we would drink, or do you judge it in doing what it's supposed to do? And that is be an entry level beer.
We're just a bunch of idiots.
Yes.
Well, as long as the fact that we're judging anything at all is probably, you know, the biggest step.
Yes, true.
But anyway, we should move on. And we are back, and we're back with the second in this series, which is the Ella?
Ella. Do we need to pay for that?
Probably.
No, how many seconds was that?
No, I think it was done in humour. So technically, I think we'd be okay from a legal perspective.
Yes.
So a more florally hop. So back to the first thing I said.
Listening.
Yeah,
that's right. A more florally hop. So it's on the spicier end, but on the florally end rather than on the fruity end.
I feel like you've told us that already.
I know. It's as if I said this like 3 or 4 minutes ago. This
remarkable.
This single hop IPA highlights the character of yet another locally developed and grown hop variety, Ella. Bridge Road Brewers have a long history with this hop, being the first to take it to Europe for a collaboration brew in Norway.
With Tour?
Was that the Aurora Borealis? Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go. This hop has some similar traits to Galaxy, but also adds floral and grassy-like characters to the beer. Drinking grass. Very different to drinking
grass. Grass from a glass.
Grass from a glass. Cheers, guys.
Cheers, good people. But So, I guess, what are our initial thoughts before we get to the judging?
I prefer the flavour of the other one. It doesn't really taste any hoppier.
No,
I don't think the flavour is quite as nice.
Yeah, this tastes maltier than the previous one.
Yeah.
Which is odd. again, I don't dislike it per se.
Yeah,
but
no, it's fine.
It's just not. Yeah, it's just not really.
Well, I mean, the problem is you're essentially you're being forced in a situation where you are actually comparing all of these.
Oh yeah.
You know, if you had it on your own on its own, you'd sort of go, yeah.
And I think that's the thing to remember with drinking this particular series, actually, is like if they were brewing an IPA, they would obviously brew with a blend of hops, like in the beer that we're brewing, we're using different hops, right? And so
at different lengths of time as well.
Mm. Yeah. Mm. So this is you know, they've decided to do a particular thing here, and so again, to your point, Paul, how do you judge a beer based on what you know? Whether you would drink it or what it's supposed to be.
Context.
I think you still have to rate it based on how much you like it. Like, but you kind of go like, it kind of mitigates, you know, the extent to which, you know, the brewer only has so much to work with if only using one hop, basically.
Yeah.
It's a very long-winded way of saying that.
That's true.
It's like it's been a long day.
Yeah, yeah, it does feel like it's been a very long day. Okay,
like a two-day day.
Look, at least a two-episode day. What do other people say about it?
Mark S. Williams Meadow. It's just okay. Very bland. More of an aftertaste. I don't get the floral hints. 3.25.
You've got a KM at Mount Carmel, CT, Connecticut.
Yes.
That's kind of awesome.
Okay. So I say, my introduction to the Ella Hop is a citrus success. And then after that, he's commented it on his own post. How do I delete this post and do it right? It's a Two Roads shop beer. So that explains why this beer was in Connecticut. It wasn't.
It was never there.
Love that.
That's quite funny.
Glenn D. As a single hop showcase, this is meant to be more a fine etching than a masterpiece. No matter. It's now tattooed on my palate. Love, Ella.
That was beautiful.
I think that's a good description. That actually summarizes much more succinctly the conversation that we just had.
Yeah, I like this one. Jesse J, gave it 4 stars. It's Ella interesting.
Nice. I see what you did there. Well done. Well played, sir or madam.
Yes, this is good. Glenn D.
Glendy.
Oh, no, that's the one you just read. I was like, that's very good. It's like, wait a minute. Oh, that's why. Just read it 30 seconds
ago. All right, one more, people. One more.
One more. Okay, Jared M. and Caulfield. Very heady, right out the neck. Nice bitterness. 3 stars.
Alrighty, what do we think about this?
I don't like it as much as the previous one, but I think I'll still give it a 3.5. It's like the previous one was, say, a 3.6, and this one is a 3.4. So I think I'd still give it 3.5.
And yeah, I'm down to a 3.5 on this one as well.
Yeah, it's a 3.5 for me. So, we know that there are 2 other beers in this box, and we will be having those 2 other beers, but as this is going to be a really long episode, and we're also going to get back to 7 Cent, we're going to cut it off there, and we'll tell you the rest of this story when you listen in next week. You'll get to hear the other 2 beers in the strange beer school box thingy, and we'll finish our chat with Bowser and talk about us actually 3 idiots making a beer, which is probably the scariest thing you can think of, really.
Like 3 men and a baby, 3 idiots and a beer.
Exactly. Look, it's pretty much what we sell ourselves.
And we probably shrunk the kids as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, we're getting through our 80s films.
Shame Thomas Alec's not here.
Yeah. Look, I'm sure we can call him. Anyway, we've been the Brunswick Beer Collective. I've been Chris Shorten. With me has been Jeffrey Chee.
Good night.
And Paul Christoph.
Good night.
And we will talk. We'll talk to you again with part 2 of this episode next week. Whoa, Chris, not so fast. So we did plan on making this a 2-parter, and the other part would have, like, there would be Bowser talking, and we'd get through those other 2 beers, but we kind of had a bit of a fight with the technical aspects, and so we don't have that recording. However, what I can tell you is the last two beers we had, the single hop IPA Galaxy, we gave, 3.75, and we also gave the single hop IPA Victoria's Secret, 3.75. Now, the obviously you missed out on Bowser's Dulcet Tones, but we will make sure we talk to him again when it comes up to 7 Cents Tap Takeover in mid-September. But we'll keep you posted on that. In the meantime, we're off for the next 3 weeks for, well, I'm going to be on holiday. So then that we will return the moment I get back. We have still been the Brunswick Beer Collective, and thank you for listening.